Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Hold tight, everyone. Good news. It's not just me this week. That's right. I know last week you might have stuck it out. You're like, I don't know, just Mal. Good news, everyone. Promi is back.
With you, as almost always.
Better than ever. He had his week of rest, and now he's ready to talk about dumbness.
Caffeined up. I got a lozenge.
Yes, we're all good. I know, and thank you for, if you did listen last week, I know, sometimes the solo shows are like, I tried my best for you. What can I tell you?
It's like the movie.
Yeah. Anyway.
Ron Howard tried his best.
He sure did.
But, you
a little Opie Cunningham. Yeah. This is, of course, the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mal. With me, as always.
Almost always. Promi.
And this is show 224 for those of you keeping track at home. And I know you all are. I don't even know why I say the show episode anymore. I just do. It's out of habit. No one cares. It's like, yeah.
Well, it doesn't hurt.
Quick update. I'm going to get...
It's a filler.
I'm going to get Promi up to date on what I talked about last week. If you were with me last week. And then I'll tell you stage two of what happened, because I made a decision and went with it. First of all, I like your Cuphead shirt.
Oh, thank you.
Is that one? Did you get that on a rebate?
I was telling you about... Remember the link I sent about the shirts that were all...
Yes, okay.
This was one of them.
There was one of them, though. They were clearancing them out at the GameStop up in the mall. I found
this
myself...
This was GameStop online. Okay. So,
I found myself at the mall, so sorry. I was like, I had to kill time. I swear I am... I'm gonna build a Cuphead machine, like a real one, a good one, with a Raspberry Pi and have it all like so it's dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
I swear I'm gonna. I want to. Anyway, I don't even know why. It's like a cool thing.
An Xbox Xbox One S would be a little cheaper, but
and more practical and not stupid. But we all know I'm not making that decision, don't we? Anyway, last week I alluded to there was this thing in my life where I don't really ever wrong people, unless it's pushed. Like if it's something I'm thrust into, or they've done something.
You don't normally go out of your way to exert energy to make other people's lives worse
at all. Yeah. And even when I'm buying and selling stuff, I'm straight up. I don't ever lie. I don't ever hide anything. I tell the truth. If you want it, great. If not, I don't care. I don't need to swindle somebody for money, and I never try and take from people.
Mal's a karma giver.
I try to be. But anyway, there's a girl named Christine Beers. That's her real name. From when I was growing up in high school, in junior high, junior high and high school. That's they used to call it junior high back in the day. That's 7th, 8th, and 9th. The middle school, I think, is what they call it here.
And here it's 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And then high school's 4 years?
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah. Freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior.
Huh. Okay. Well, back in the olden days up in Pennsylvania, it was 1st through 6th, then 7th, 8th, 9th, then 10th, 11th, 12th.
I think it used to be that way here, too. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
So anyway, Christine Beers inadvertently let me borrow. She got a record one time for Christmas, or I don't even remember what it was for.
This like 30 years later you returned it? Oh, sorry. I just jumped to the punchline.
Did you listen to the show?
No, I didn't.
AC/DC, for those about to rock, that's the gold one with the cannon on the front of it. And she let me borrow it. I was like, I was really excited because, records were things and I liked to listen to music, and I never returned it to her. And I talked about it last week. I don't even know why I didn't. I don't know if I scratched it, or I don't know if I just forgot so far then I just didn't want to return it. But anyway, my whole life I remember not giving her this.
So this has this been gnawing at your psyche this whole time.
And I know it's nothing, and I know it hasn't really been like a thing. It's just something I remember, and I don't know why I remember it, and I don't know why I would have done it. It wasn't malicious. It was just a thing.
Right.
Kids are stupid. So I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So out of the blue, I ordered the remastered CD, because I'm not going to send a record. You can't send a record to someone. They'd be like,
right.
It's throwing the garbage. Most people don't have the capability to play a record. And I wrapped it up, and I made the decision. I was like, I'm going to just return it. And I anonymously sent the CD to her at her current address up in Pennsylvania. And either she'll remember I wronged her and Facebook me saying, did you send me this CD? Or she'll have no recollection of that whatsoever. Because, people remember things and other people don't.
Right.
And be like,
and your perceived slight of her, maybe something she didn't even remember.
Yeah, and,
but
and
you don't know.
Probably not. Or she'll want to murder me since that moment on, and I'm the most hated person in the world to her. I don't think that's
like,
a joke.
There, like there's a path her life went down as a result of this one incident.
The butterfly effect.
Yes.
Now, so
that was the moment she stopped trusting.
Where I left off last week was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, and probably nothing. So then I was sitting there, and I was like, I'm doing it. I don't care. So I ordered the CD digitally remastered with a free all the crap that comes with it, and I just anonymously mailed it to her. That was yesterday. I sent it in the mail. So who knows? But it was just one of those funny things.
Man,
I was like,
that's rough though, because you don't know. You're not going to know the outcome. I mean, you might know the outcome, but you might not. You know,
maybe she listens to the show.
But I mean, she might not even find you on Facebook.
No. We're a small town. We all are friends on Facebook. Oh, okay. You know? But it was one of those things where I doubt she will remember. But it was just one of those things where, worst case is...
So if she says anything on Facebook, are you going to spill the beans? Or are you just going to keep it
under? I probably will.
Yeah.
And then
she's like, hey, does anybody know?
Maybe I'll hot link our show to her. Just like, listen to this.
There'll be the show notes will be prominently displayed. Mal...
Very funny, though. It's just one of those things,
CD.
It's just one of those things where most people, if you tell them that story, they'd be like, you're doing what now? This makes no sense, but in my world, that makes total sense.
No, so, that's actually really cool. You know, I was talking up a movie recently to a friend called Amelie, which is it's a French film. It's got subtitles, so it's kind of... But
most people I like to read some movies, like Japanese movies, of course. But
but it's like it's a really beautiful film, and it's kind of hard to explain. I wouldn't exactly call it a fairy tale because it takes place in real life, but a lot of the stuff that happens around the person is reflective of their internal feelings and thoughts about what's going on.
I've heard of it. Like, I know it enough. It's popular enough. I know of it. I know. You know, I've never seen it, but I mean.
But I was talking it up to somebody, and I'm like, oh, you know what? Hold on. Before you go and watch this, let me rewatch it, because it's been a few years. I'm thinking, like, I haven't seen this movie since my son was born, so. And I'm
might
like.
Take on a new meaning now.
Yeah, like sometimes things don't hold up so well. There were some visual effects in it that were, again, used for mood. And I mean, not crucial to the story itself. It wasn't really like a sci-fi movie, but.
Did that hit around the same time as Pan's Labyrinth?
I think it was earlier than Pan's. Okay. I want to say that was like 2000, 2001.
I never watched that, and those are those things where people were like, "Oh, I love it." Then it was like, "Oh, everyone hates it." Like, it spiked that people thought it was cool, and then immediately after that, it went cold.
I always loved Pan's Labyrinth personally.
I've heard it was good, but
I have it on something. I don't know if it's Blu-ray or DVD, but I'll be happy to loan it to you. I mean, it's worth checking out. Yeah, it's another subtitle one, but
yeah. But I thought there was no, like, not even any talking in that, really.
No, there is. There's plenty of talking, but it's all Spanish.
Ah, yeah, maybe that's
because it takes place in Spain.
Makes sense.
Spanish from Spain.
Yes, we are Spanish from Spain.
Which is funny because it was I can't ever say the guy's name. Del Toro. That dude.
Yes, Del Toro.
And it's
the
funny.
Heineken commercial guy.
No. The other. No, not him. The guy that directed the two.
Because the Del Toro, there's one of the guys that he's the one from Star Wars.
Yeah.
He was the guy. He's in this commercial and he's like Heineken.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, oh, they thought it was the El Mariachi guy instead of him. You know, he's like, it happens all the time.
No. This guy's the one that did the two Hellboy movies, did the he's done a bunch.
Grindhouse.
But.
He's done Grindhouse. He's done Shark Girl and Facehead.
No. Not him.
Spy Kids 9.
Not him. Oh. Nope. Not him. The Shape of Water, which won Best Picture last year.
Netflix.
Was him. He does very beautiful movies and
cool.
Also kind of creepy. In some respects.
Belisium Del Toro.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Oh God, I'm murdering the Spanish language now.
But the funny thing about watching Pan's Labyrinth is you watch it and you kind of think, like, the dumb American in me is like, we didn't get an English version of this. Like, how does a movie like this get made? And we have to read subtitles like we're in another country. Come on.
And this the same breath, I'll do that. I do a Slow Robot A Go Go. It's a B movie review podcast. In one sentence, I'll say, thank God, this is such a great samurai slasher movie. It's a sword movie. And then I'll say, oh, I'm glad it was in the Japanese. And then the next week I'll be like, ah, I was so tired of reading that Chinese language. like I'm so like hot and cold with it. I don't know.
No, but I mean, like, I get it. Small movies overseas, yeah, of course. They don't have the budget. They can't get voice acting. Yeah. But it's like, seriously, everybody in this movie has to know English, right? Because who doesn't know English? They couldn't have just redone all the lines, you know, the funny thing about subtitles to me, though, is that if the movie is good, if the movie can capture your imagination and capture your heart, you at some point watching it, you forget you're actually reading subtitles.
Yeah.
And I assume that's what it's like for the non-English speaking world that sees most of our crap.
Transformers 9, Electric Boogaloo.
Apparently, Transformers is really big in China.
Oh, God, I know. That's why they're going to keep making them forever and ever. And you're like,
they should just move to their native language and stop releasing them in theaters over here.
Yeah.
But no, you know, if it's a well-made movie and it's the story is rich and the characters are rich and the acting is good, to me, after a little while, I stop noticing the subtitles.
Yeah.
I when I hear the voice of the characters, I'm hearing the words I'm reading.
Yeah, with so many Japanese exchange students in our house, our TV always had subtitles on, so I got like so used to them. You end up reading the English subtitles half the time. If you leave subtitles on, you're going to start reading them, even if you're if it's in your own language.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's funny you pick up things too, like things they say, and it's like I didn't. Oh, you know, like if you hadn't seen the subtitles, you wouldn't even be sure if that was supposed to be a word you were supposed to understand. Mm-hmm. Or
one of the things I did like about some of.
By the way, it did hold up.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Oh, I was cutting off. I didn't.
No, no. I like to.
Yeah, like
take a short story and make it long.
Some movies you watch, and you're like, why did I like this?
Exactly.
And you're like, I recommended this to everyone, and now, boy, this is terrible. One thing I did notice about subtitles, especially like if it's like a nice, like I don't know how to describe it. If the movie lets the script sit as it's saying it, it doesn't bother me. If it's a rapid fire, pointless stuff. Like a kung fu movie,
mm-hmm.
and they're just shouting at each other, and you're reading
like
this
there's
stuff.
There's a crap ton of stuff happening, and there's text happening. Coming up, popping up left and right, and it's like you can't see the screen long enough to read and actually,
me, you know,
check like, out the action.
Like, yeah. And what I mean by that, like the fight with Gogo Yabari. Now, if that was subtitled, that'd be great. Things steep, like the action steeps. It's not like just rushing into this scene to just rush into stuff, like. Everything takes its time, so when you're reading a subtitled movie like that, it doesn't wear you out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the kung fu stuff is just like, oh my god, and there's some guy yammering, and then they're showing fighting, and he's still yammering on in the background. You're like, oh, I need a break, please time out, you know.
In general, when you talk about that though, with like the action and then the pauses and stuff, you know, I don't know. I'm starting more and more to find that I like. The slower paces of stories.
Mm.
I'll say like Blade Runner 2049. You know, some people, a decent number of people I know that actually I saw the movie with like 12 people. Long story, but
you poor bastard.
No, I saw the movie twice, and the second time I saw it with a big group of people, and we were like the only people in the theater. It was weird, but and a lot of them felt that movie was too slow and that they spent too much time on focusing on somebody's face while they weren't saying or really doing anything. And, you know, I the first time around watching it, I was like, wow, this is, you know, time flew. And I was just so, and the thing about it was, is what I noticed is that, you know, like that movie, for instance, is one where, you know, the sound effects and the expressions and the pauses really, really hit home what's going on internally. And, you know, without actually having an inner monologue you're hearing with an echoey voice.
And it's gorgeous.
You're reading it all right there on the person's face and the environment and the, like, the feeling, to me, like, the emotion is all caught up in those moments where there is no action because that's how it really, I mean, that's... real like, life.
The Leone trilogy famously does that, where it focuses on a fly buzzing around an actor's head for 8 minutes and you don't even care. And then, like, you know, The Hateful Eight does that where it's...
I still need to see that one.
Oh, haven't you seen it yet?
I haven't.
Oh my god. And it's these long shots and it just takes its time and it's great. Now some stuff that wouldn't translate to some, I mean, action movies... That their whole thing is like
action.
Like, well, even famously, like the one I like and no one else does, Shoot 'Em Up. is the most outrageous, stupid. It's like Expendables except dumber. You know, like and
is that possible?
And I love it. And it's just this crazy, gun wielding, insane lunatic just and doing things. And it's like, it's literally 2 hours of stupid, the dumbest things that could never happen in life. And I love every second of
it. Yeah, and I mean, there's a time and a place. Like I wouldn't like a comedy to be like that either. Where you know, where
taking your time,
a three hour. But
here's the 3 hour cut of Dumb and Dumber. You'd be like, no, just put that, right back, exactly. That right back in the box. We're gonna take this short one, the funny one, and you keep that.
That's where Jim Carrey makes five times as many faces before he says a line. Yeah, no, but I mean, like for dramas and stuff, the stuff that I used to kind of consider boring and that a lot of other people seem to consider boring is now stuff that I appreciate on a different level.
Yeah, it's all different. You know,
maybe I'm getting pretentious.
That's good. The more pretentious, the better. Really,
I need to get a monocle
in the top hat. Nice. Yeah. All right, we're gonna hear some music that isn't pretentious.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world: people who are intolerant of other people's cultures, and the Dutch.
swear. The next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
All right, that was Discolor Blind. I played Migraine, What Pain Brings, and Black and Gray. Wow. Maybe I misspoke. Maybe they are pretentious. No, yeah. I don't think so.
Or depressed.
Depressed. Yeah, they should. Yeah. They should take some time and walk on the beach or something, or have a cheeseburger.
Yes.
Make them, you know, something that makes you happy.
They could do blue and orange. It would be like the color of a sunset on the ocean. You know.
Wow. Yes. So I don't know. You know, what can I tell you? It was a good topic. Do you have anything going on?
I have one other movie related thing, but we don't have to talk about it now. I mean, we can circle back.
As you did here, I made the plunge and did the dumbest purchase ever.
Oh, dumb.
Not dumbest.
No.
I regret the money, but I know I won't regret the purchase once it's done. I did the layaway, dude. It's on layaway. Like, I was like,
and this is a private seller, right?
No. This is a Curly, the Little Shop of Games in Florida.
Okay.
He's like the main pinball guy.
When you were talking about it, the guy you're talking about, I'm like a person rather than a business.
Well,
so
Curly is the guy. Okay.
I'm not steeped in the pinball.
Yeah. I don't even know the seedy underbelly of pinball in Florida. On air. There's a guy, Little Shop of Games, and he like has this party and. It's like an open house kind of thing almost at his house, and like Gary Stern goes. Gary Stern runs Stern Pinball. And you can talk to him, and he hangs out, and he just signs stuff. He's really a cool guy. And while I was there, I played that one game. There's one game I love called Whoa Nelly, Big Juicy Melons, and it's exactly what you think. It's the most politically incorrect pinball machine.
But instead of like pinball legs, it sits on crates. Yes. And everything is double entendres.
To the millionth degree.
And it's a classic layout table. It's not one of the it's not like the modern ones with a ton of gimmicks and lights and
a high score is going to be $5,000.
Yeah,
maybe $6,000. Like,
and it's got the electric.
EM electromechanical stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, this was Stern made these in 2015. There wasn't a whole lot of them made. It wasn't a clunker, but it wasn't a super hit. You know, some things, like when they release a new Guardians of the Galaxy, he can't make them fast enough.
Well, yeah, because it's licensed. There's all those lights and crap people put, you know, their 75 cents in, hit play, their balls all dump out, and they walk away, and somebody else is right there to do it again because it's VIP.
There's 100 billion Metallicas out there.
Yeah.
And I like them. Yeah, so what?
There's art, and then there's commercial, and those are commercial, artistic, but commercial. Nah. This one, even though we might say the subject matter is a little lowbrow art, you know, but it is. It's art. It's not attached to any IP. It's based on a classic type of design that's not eye catchy to a person who doesn't appreciate pinball. Yeah.
It's made like there's wood on the sides of it instead of like the metal on the top and everything.
So it looks like a table from the late 60s or 70s, basically.
So I've been in love with this game always. I played it at the first time I was at a Free Play Florida. That's like this 3-day thing in Orlando where you just run around and play video games and pinball, and then there's all the different where people talk.
Panels
where, and Stern talks, everyone's there, you know, it's a big thing, it's great. So I played it, and I couldn't play it enough. So then Curly had it at his house, because he just opened up, and all you do is play pinball all day, and I played that, and I was just nonstop playing this game. I'm like enamored with this game. There was Pabst Beer Can Crusher was right next to it, which is the same game just repurposed for Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Really? Was this official, or was this a...
This was... They commissioned him.
Oh, wow.
And the guy I interviewed, Dirty Donnie, whom actually I'm kind of friends with, but not really friends, but...
He did the artwork for it?
Yeah, he did the artwork for it. That's actually his blue van. He has a 70s-style van.
Well, like, I haven't seen it, so it's hard to...
That's actually his, but I ended up... I played that once, and I was like, nah. And I just kept playing this other one. Well, it was made in 2015.
Just out of curiosity, what is the Pabst one standing on? Is it just legs?
It's okay. Regular. It's more regular. It has metal rails. It's made for
made for bars.
Yeah, those sell for a lot of money though. There was only 250 of them.
Oh,
like a lot of money. I was for me to play that is kind of a big deal that I've played it because I'll never see one in the wild again.
Yeah,
you know. But so back to Whoa Nelly. So
where our hearts are.
The clock's ticking. Now, I either buy this new, or I wait 20 years and hope I find one that I can fix and buy it for a couple grand less. Well, I snapped and said, I, because he was like, oh, because I wrote him, I said, do you still have that one? You know, and he's like, yeah, I still have it. You know, and he gave me the price or whatever, which was a lot. It's a lot, but not that much. It's less than when it was new. And he said, yeah, there's 250 plays on it, but it's been in his shop. It's not.
Right, and like you said, like 125 of those are yours.
Half of them were probably mine.
So do they count? I mean, he said there's like an internal odometer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't work. They don't wipe them. Yeah.
No, I just meant I didn't know.
Sure. So, long story short, I said, well, he has a 6-month layaway. I had some money stowed away that I've been saving, and I have some from the screen printing business. So I was like, yeah, all right. I gave him the down payment. I have 6 months to pay off the rest, and one way or the other, it's coming home. So
my question is, where is it going?
That's another question that I've been struggling with. I can't put it in the garage.
No, definitely not.
I might have to rework this room. I actually might see if this thing fits in there and then have those two here. Because that would be, this will tuck, the desk might tuck in because it's wider.
Yeah, you might have to turn it like sideways to get it in there. And then
no, but I mean, if it drops down, as long as the drawers
are. And that would actually be
better, probably.
Yeah, sort of, because you've got space in there that's not occupied right now because of the
pinball. Long story short, although it is a very garish purchase, a very like a luxurious purchase that I shouldn't have made, I did. Because I was like, when's my chance?
Yeah, well,
anywhere I looked online, out of stock. They're just gone.
Yeah.
So technically, to find one that's new, you can't. You don't. You know. So I was like, I don't regret it. But you do have those little tinges of like, what was I thinking? You know, an uncertain job market and what are you going to do? And oh my God. And I was like,
Well, you know, the thing is it's a hobby. It's a hobby. Yeah. And it's something you love and it's something you're passionate about. And, you know, that's a very unique one.
So cool to me.
And so, I mean,
I think it's the coolest thing ever.
I mean, it's not like buying a theremin that you've never turned on or tried to play.
I turned it on.
Okay. I mean, you'll definitely.
Yeah, because I mean,
if you were to count in quarters, the amount it would cost to play that to your heart's content, you're going to come out ahead.
See, now Austin Powers was with me since the crate. I bought that new on the crate.
Right. I remember you bought an extra package for the toys and the plastics,
playfields and stuff like that.
Playfield stuff.
And I was like, well, that's probably never going to go anywhere. To have one brand new. Now, I could sell it, but I'm just probably not going to, you know. Mm-hmm. Other ones come and go. Like, I don't mind buying one, fixing up, and turning them over. But sometimes there's some of them, like Simpsons Pinball Party is one that at some point I'm going to have it. It's fun. It's a great game. And it's also just, I love the Simpsons. They hit every note perfectly. It's just crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the pinball market's crazy with money. Like, what they charge for things, you know, they had one for sale for $7,000. I'm like...
Used?
Yeah, no. Really used.
That's like new price.
So, I don't know. Anyway, long story short, soon, within a couple months, because we all know it's going to be only a matter of time before I snap and just go get it. I'll probably end up selling one of my guitars and being like, well, okay, let's go get it right now, this moment. You know?
This will be the guitar you came back with from Korea. Yeah.
That's the one that's on the bubble, and I was looking at it. I have a Duesenberg Star Player, which is this insane guitar. I have no business owning it. It's one of the most beautiful guitars in the world. And I was looking at it, and I was like, I'm going to sell this one, and I'll just be able to... It's like, I don't know if I should sell this one. That's the other thing. Long run... One of those things is probably going to be worth a hell of a lot more as I die and Tao sells my belongings than the other one. And it ain't going to be the Wonelli, I'll tell you that much. But then again, in the long run, who gives a crap, right?
You can't take it with you.
And Tao would probably be like, oh, that's just an old ugly guitar. You just throw it to a thresher.
No, it'll go at a garage sale for $10, you know?
I'd be like, I'll just be looking down from wherever.
Your ghost will be like, oh!
I could have just sold that for the Wonelli. Ah, well, all right. Here's some more music. The foibles of life. What can I tell you? Here's some more music.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
I knew. Have you ever seen Point Break?
No.
Amazing bit in Point Break where they jump over fences.
Is there none? 29.
Patrick Swayze's just robbed this bank. Keanu Reeves is chasing him through people's gardens. And he goes to shoot Swayze, but he can't because he loves him so much. And he's firing his gun up in the air. He's like, oh. Have you ever fired your gun up in the air and gone, ah?
No, I have not ever fired my gun up in the air and gone, ah.
All right, that was Lucky and Love with Venus, Mars, and Full Moon. They have stuff that isn't labeled like that, but I don't care. I picked the ones that all sounded like they were from space.
Yeah.
So I like space.
Like anyway. It's not a space album, but those three songs are.
Those three of the nine, those are the ones I like focused in on. Yeah. Also because I could read the words. Those are my favorite. All right, so yes, Lucky and Love, and what else did I play? Discolor. What was the first one I played? Discolor Blind. Make sure you look those guys up and tell them you heard them here on the indie circuit. So you made a purchase of your own pinball.
Major pinball purchase too. That I was also racking my soul over.
1/50th of a Wonelli is what you dropped.
Yes, something like that.
And for you math majors, you're gonna know exactly how much I'm in the hole for my Wonelli.
Yeah, once I come out with how much I spent, yes, yeah. They'll know. There's this pinball simulator, and they've put this out on like every conceivable platform.
There's a bunch of Zen Pinball. There's
this is the one that does
Farscape or something. Or?
This is them. They're okay. The ones that do all the licensed tables. The ones that are actually real original.
Some
real,
are super fantasy, and some are not, and some are a mixture. They're confusing to me, but
yeah, this is the one that came. You know, the company that did it did the classic Wii one that we loved. You know, the two Wii games.
Yeah.
It's the same one that's on the Switch. You know, the same company that made the Williams one that's on the Switch, and you know they have them for the PS3, PS4, Xbox.
Everything you can imagine.
You know, Android phones, iPhones, iPads, you name it. Basically, they make the simulation and then they tune the graphics to whatever the platform is.
I've heard they're really elaborately done. You know, one of them even has an error. The real table on some of them, like a ball falls out of one of those metal racks every now and then. And every now and then it falls out of the rack, out of the rail on the simulator. And you're like, that's kind of cool.
I mean,
because they could have just made that not happen.
It would make sense. And I think the way they designed the tables is I think they created a physics simulator first. And then every table is just based on, you know what I mean? I don't think it's done for each table. I think so. The idea is that they build the landscape and then the ball is kind of let loose on landscape based on the original layout of the tables. But they've been around for quite a while now. And I bought it for my iPad back in, I don't know, 2011.
Nice.
And I bought the original base one that came with like one table for $1. And then, you know, they started releasing table packs here and there. And it was like, you know,
that's how Stern
got four or five bucks here, $5 or $6 here. Well, the Stern was them too. So, but they're all licensed tables. They go back as far as, you know, like the 1960s.
That's cool.
The Ghostbuster one, the Stern Ghostbuster one that just came out like a couple years ago, they've done. Anyway, over the years I bought them, and they have these like season pass packs you can buy that are like $30, which is basically everything they've released that year. Or typically you pick up the tables for like $5 a piece. Well, last month they sent out an email saying that their long-term licensing with Williams and with Bally were coming to an end. And at the end of June, that all of those tables were going to have to be pulled off of all of their platforms. If you bought them, you were able to keep them.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
They would continue to provide, you know,
patches or updates
to them as needed, but they'd no longer be available for sale on any platform, including new ones going forward. So, and I'm looking at the tables, and I'm like, there's a lot of these I haven't gotten because I picked and choosed, you know, as I was buying them.
I don't need the shadow. I didn't like the movie.
And it's like, and it's like when it was like $30 a pop for the packs of them, and they've got like 10 packs or 8 packs, or actually it's 7, but like that starts to add up for a game, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it, and then I'm thinking, like, maybe I'll pick out a few. And as the time rolls around, I'm starting to get a little more anxious, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't know. Because,
I don't know, man.
Like,
I'll never see these games again, man.
I'm really not a fan of golf, but this teed off one, if I don't get it.
Golf is a fun game. It's a
there you go.
Game. You know what's going to happen? They're going to Star Wars you. Like, next week they're going to be like, special edition for quarter of the price. You'll be like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Not with 20 times more games for a half price.
So I went overboard and spent $120 on table packs. But
now they're yours forever.
Now they're mine forever. And I did it on my iPad, which seems like a weird choice. But the thing is that, you know, I can play it on my phone. You know, that licensing works on everything on the Apple platform, so to speak. And for me, long term, that's probably the best one, because the PS4 will be replaced someday by a PS5.
Or whatever.
And yep. Whatever, and nothing on the PS4 will go forward, just like nothing on the PS3 did. Buying, you know, spending that much money on those extra tables there seemed like a dead end, whereas this one I know...
It'll keep
you know, over multiple devices, I've been able to keep using it. So
that's awesome,
and playing on the iPad is kind of fun. It's the right form factor. I mean, it's the right aspect ratio. See, holding it, and you can lay in bed at night. And
that's the cool thing with the Switch. They just did a patch update that it goes vertical now.
Oh, I heard that. I got
to
try that out.
I have to get a stand.
The only thing I don't like about the Switch is the damn load times on it, though. I don't know. I don't understand why it's so bad, because it's not like that on my phone.
That's noticeably bad.
Yeah.
You know, and now I have to get a stand for it, because both Donkey Kong, which I bought, and the Stern plays the vertical way. So now I have to find something that I can put it in the stand so I can hold it so I can play, you know, because you can't play that way.
Right.
You know, normally.
Yeah.
And the Donkey Kong is great.
Yeah, is it?
It has the original one. It has the original one with levels that never made it into production.
Really?
Like, just one.
So that justifies the price.
$7.99. Yeah. I was like, well, Donkey Kong took so much of my money throughout the 80s and 90s. What's another $7.99, you know? True. I was like, whatever. Although I've been playing that Bald Boy more and more. Because I was playing Mario Kart, and I got to the point where I was about ready to huck the Switch through the wall, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop playing Mario Kart for a while, because...
That's a good point. That's a good time. You know, that's... Yeah.
I'm going for all gold triple stars, and on the 150s and the 200s, they get you right to this finish line and crush you that you're sixth. In a moment, and you're like, wow, I hate you so much. Yeah. And then you keep trying it just for that last one, and it's like, then they take it from you, and you're like... So then I put it down, and I said, you know what? I'm going to play Donkey Kong. I don't ever get mad at Donkey Kong, and I never win that game. So it's the foibles of the gamer world. So do you like the... Do you have a lot of... Now you must have a lot of tables now. How many tables did it come with?
In total, I think they have something like 98 tables, and I have 97. There's only one table...
That's the collectible one.
No. I have everything that's going to be... gone.
That's your e Honda.
In the next 3 days, the only one, what I was looking at was that they give you a price break when you buy them in the table packs versus when you buy the individual tables. So I did the math and figured out, like, how many of these I have, if I buy the pack, am I losing money or gaining? You know,
did you get Will Nelly for $10 or for $1?
They don't have Will Nelly on it. I assume they will at some point, because they work with Stern.
Why wouldn't they? But Stern, and the ones that Stern released for Switch are stupid.
Yeah,
there's so many better ones. I'm like, what are you doing, Stern? I don't dislike them, but. I like Metallica better. I like Stars. There's an old one called Stars that's a really cool Stern. You know, and there's all this old Stern stuff. And you're like, come on, man.
Well, Metallica could be a hard one, because they'd have to get...
Yeah.
Lars
ain't signing off on that one.
Well, he will be, but after all the money he lost with Napster... Because I know, like, with the Addams Family, when they got that one, which I didn't even realize was a Bally's table. They had to change the look of Uncle Fester on the simulated one, because they couldn't get Christopher Lloyd to sign off on his likeness for it. So you think, like, for a table like that, think about all the characters on there and the actors and or actors' estates that had to approve that.
And that's just what,
and that's on top of the studio, and that's on top of whoever made the music for it. And
not to get too pinball-y on everyone here, but it's too late. That when we were at the last Free Play Florida, Stern gave a panel, mm-hmm. and he's very you can talk to him, he'll talk to you about anything. He's a really nice guy. He was talking about, because then they were like, why don't you do this one?
Is that his name, by the way? Is he just like a one name person? Yes, like Prince, like, or Prince. Madonna?
Yep. Yeah. Stern. No, Gary. Yeah. Gary Stern. So he's sitting there and he's talking about, like, because inevitably somebody was like, how come you don't do this one and that one? And these are really hot now. Are you going to do this one? And he's like,
settle down.
No, he's like, half the time, he's like, 8 times out of 10, we try to do something and the licensing holds it up and we can't. It holds it up to the point where we can't do it, and you have to move on. Like, You can't. He's
like we got a production facility that's got to be that's not making money if it's not making machines. We can't shut down for 6 months.
Yeah, because what was that one he was saying? He was like, "Oh yeah, we had CSI. No, there's a CSI one out. Something. Yeah. Who cares? It was like it was like Harry Potter, and you know, he has it have it all lined up, but the main guy's not on there. Oh, Men in Black, and he goes, but Will Smith wouldn't sign off. So you can't just have Men in Black. That's the end of that. Like, and you can't do a at that level. You can't do Who Cares?
Right.
It's Men in Black. It needs those two dudes and that dumb dog. That's right. What has to be there. You know. So it's kind of cool. But yeah, that's hopefully. And I've already got my tickets for this year's event. I already got the hotel room, and I took off the work the Friday and the Monday so I could have recoup time. And I was like,
wow,
I'm going. That's one of my favorite things.
One of these years, I want to go to that.
Oh, you have to. All right. Well, that looks like that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the music and also the talking about random, mostly pinball domination this week. But we'll talk about other stuff next week, I promise. Make sure that you go out and you get the Simple Radio app. That's going to let you play Radio St. Pete on your phone, and that's what everyone likes to do now. And then you're going to ask Alexa to play Radio St. Pete, and it's going to say, and it's going to tell your neighbors all about it. Without your knowledge. All right, that's it. My name's Matt, with me as always.
Promi.
And we'll see you next week, Alexa. We know you're listening.